Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fourth Sunday of Easter, Year A, commonly referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday. Our readings today, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 42 to 47, Psalm 23, the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, verses 19 to 25, and the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are therefore immersed in peace, because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, because His Spirit is with us. Amen. Majesty, Majesty, Majesty. Lord, we adore you and proclaim your majesty. Holy, holy, holy. Lord, we adore and worship you in your holiness. Glory, glory, glory. Lord, we adore you and celebrate your glory. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, we adore you for all that you are and all that you will be. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen. Lord, we all come as servants of Christ. We all come that your light may shine in our darkness. We come as those with no right to judge each other. We come in faith and trust before the judge of all the earth. Search our hearts, test all our motives, and grant that we, equipped by your Holy Spirit, will bring hope to the world. In Christ's name. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 476, The King of Love. We pray the collect for the fourth Sunday of Easter, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our collect is followed by the Easter anthem. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us, so let us celebrate the feast, not with the unleavened of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin, and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Sheep of the Good Shepherd. Sheep of the Good Shepherd. In our Gospel today from John chapter 10, Jesus identifies himself as the shepherd, the one who enters by the gate. All others, meaning the Jewish leaders, the scribes and Pharisees, are thieves and bandits because they do not enter by the gate. They are motivated by their own self-interests and not the needs of the people. The scribes and Pharisees act out of self-love, not love for God or the people of God. Jesus points out that the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, the shepherd, and that he has a special relationship with the sheep. The sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. John chapter 10, verses 3 to 5. His sheep are able to identify the voice of the shepherd and do what the shepherd requires of them. They live up to the shepherd's expectation of them in good times, in good conditions, and bad. The sheep are aware that the shepherd only desires what is best for them. They know that the shepherd is with them and will never leave them or forsake them. They will follow the voice of the shepherd wherever it leads, because they trust him and he goes before them. As he experiences the green pastures and streams of clear, still water, they will have those experiences as well. When he is faced with the enemy, a lion or bear, they know that he will defend them with his life. The sheep trust the shepherd, and they know what is expected of them. They gather together as a flock behind the shepherd. Our first lesson from the Acts of the Apostles gives us an idea of the response of the sheep, the people of the early church, to the guidance of the shepherd as they were empowered by the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47, Luke gives us an insight into the behavior of the flock of Jesus, the shepherd. They obeyed the voice of the shepherd to love God and each other. They were a vibrant, functional community. They engaged in activities that will give them more knowledge of the shepherd, Jesus, and as a result, they became a caring, compassionate flock of sheep. Luke says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. They would learn as much as they could about the shepherd from the apostles who were there with him. That common desire brought them together. They shared a fellowship which took the form of eating, praying, and worshiping, both in the temple and at home. One gets the impression that they were extremely glad to be together. One flock under one shepherd. They were so committed to each other that all who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Acts chapter 2, verses 44 and 45. Such actions were not compulsory. They were in response to the words of their shepherd. This is my command, that you love one another as I have loved you. John 15, verse 12. They functioned as a family, a flock of sheep under one shepherd, whom they worshiped, praised, and obeyed daily. And the people around them were pleased with them, and many joined them daily in order to follow Jesus, the shepherd. However, following Jesus the shepherd is not only green pastures and still waters. There are enemies, bears and wolves, for example, persecution and injustice. These will bring division, discord, and suffering among the sheep. In our epistle from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 to 25, Peter is writing to sheep of the shepherd who were facing persecution and suffering as a result of following Jesus, the shepherd. Peter points the disciples of Christ to their response to injustice and suffering. They must, under these circumstances, follow the shepherd. When Jesus, their shepherd, was unjustly persecuted and killed, he did not repay evil with evil. He did not abuse his abusers or threaten his tormentors. Instead, he forgave those who put him to death and offered salvation to the penitent thief on the cross. Jesus gave up his life, trusting God, who would raise him from the dead in order to save humankind from sin and death. Peter invites the sheep who follow Jesus, the shepherd, to trust the shepherd enough to take up their cross and follow Jesus. Peter affirms, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. The shepherd in love gave his life for the sheep, that they may be free from sin, live righteous lives, and receive healing when they are broken in body, mind, or spirit. While following Jesus the shepherd will involve suffering in this broken world, the sheep, that is, those who follow Jesus, must always follow the shepherd who is able to heal our brokenness, lead us to green pastures and still waters, and offer us the gift of his peace, which passes all understanding. The shepherd gave his life for us. He invites us to give our lives to him in obedience and love. Being faithful sheep of Jesus, our shepherd, will give us a unique experience of this life's journey. For Jesus, our shepherd, the good shepherd declares, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Amen. Let us pray. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with the joy of Easter. God, our salvation, you open your life to our lives, and we rejoice in your hospitality. Keep your church abounding in this generous heart. Our hearts leap for joy when we hear you call. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. God of our salvation, inspire leaders to be true shepherds of your people, to exercise their power for the mutual benefit of all. Bind together in a common humanity people of every race and language. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. God of our salvation, your grace incites us to share the fruits of your goodness. Open the fortresses we construct to shut others out, that we may celebrate the life you bring. Revive our desperate souls. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. God of our salvation, you still the troubled waters and lead us to places of refreshment and tranquility. Anoint with your peace all in need of your healing touch. Protect and keep the sheep of your pasture. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. God of our salvation, gather to your eternal sheepfold all who have died. Grant that we may all dwell in your house forever. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. And we have the 23rd Psalm, the version by Stuart Townsend.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever. May God, who has brought you out of the bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you now and always. Amen. And we pray that you will continue to strive to be safe, and we wish you a very spiritually rewarding week and a productive week in whatever you service you are called to render for God. And we end with the hymn, I Want to Walk with Jesus Christ, Songs of Fellowship 261.